Welcome to another Northwest Herald football podcast, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Crystal Lake. I'm sports writer Joe Stevenson, along with sports writer Sean Hammond and sports editor Kyle Neighbors. Guys, we know that Prairie Ridge and Johnsburg, 7-0, and Huntley, 6-1, are in the playoffs. Cary Grove, Jacobs, and Richmond Burton, all at 5-2, can qualify for sure this week. A couple of those teams are probably in anyway. And then we have Woodstock North, Woodstock, and Crystal Lake Central, all at 4-3, who can become playoff eligible with wins this week. And then we look at Marion Central and McHenry, both at 3-4, just hanging on for their dear playoff lives. Let's start with Marion Central, a team besieged by injuries this year, that pulled out a dramatic 16-15 win at Carmel last week to stay alive. Guys, what do you think about the Hurricanes? They ended the four-game losing streak. They still have a chance.
Yeah, they got a win. That's what they needed, and they do have a chance. A wild finish to that game. The last couple minutes there was a touchdown each way, each team?
I believe it was, yeah.
Let me get this right here. Carmel scored with 1:08 on the clock, and Marion Central scored a pass from A.J. Golombeski Charlie Kramer, 53 seconds on the clock. And then Carmel had a field goal chance to win it as the clock was winding down. How about that crazy finish there?
You know, I saw that game last year, and it was double overtime. It's one of the best games I saw all year. I texted Mike Maloney, the Hurricanes coach, the other night. I said, man, you two know how to put on a good game. I'm going to put that one down on my list for next year to see those two play.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a big win for Marion. I'm interested to see what this is going to look like this week. You know, we were talking off the air before we got going here, guys, that Gavin Scott, their quarterback, hadn't played since, what, week three?
Right. And briefly then,
out with a knee injury, didn't start last week. Ends up carrying the ball 36 times, but then a lot, if not all, came in the second half of those carries. But then A.J. Golombeski, who started at quarterback, ends up throwing the game-winning touchdown. So I don't know exactly what is going on with this offense, where they're at. It's definitely going to be something we need to look at going into, obviously, another must-win game this week.
I don't know how much they were using it. I do remember reading a tweet from our reporter, Tim Froelich, that said they were running some wildcats. So they may have had both of them back there and just direct snapping some of them to Gavin, and Gavin was just taken off, I'm guessing.
Yeah, clearly they think, you know, Gavin's maybe the best option carrying the ball. You know, 36 carries, that doesn't happen by accident. No, you know, whether he was taking a snap as a quarterback or you know, whatever the situation was there.
But I'm confused by the fact that if you're concerned about the knee to where you don't start him, then you don't give him 36 carries, I'm guessing, in the second half of a game. Even if they weren't all in the second half, he carried the ball 36 times. But then to still have Golombeski in there at the end of the game to throw the pass, I don't know exactly what they're doing at the quarterback position right now, if they're worried maybe they don't want Gavin sitting back there in passing situations where he could take a shot. But, you know, if you're running them that many times, you can't be that worried about it, right?
Right, right. So the Hurricanes get their last two games at home with Niles, Notre Dame, and St. Patrick. And what do you think about that? That's going to be a tough one Friday. They get the Dons from Notre Dame.
Yeah, coming in at 6-1, this is going to be a tough matchup for Marion. I definitely think the Week 9 game against St. Patrick is winnable. But, you know, they got to win all of them at this point, and we'll see what happens this week.
I think they're in if they were able to get to Week 9 at 4-4, but I don't think that's going to happen. I know Carmel's record is a bit deceiving, given the fact of the quality of their schedule. I mean, they're 0-7 now.
Yeah.
But I felt like that Marion needed to hang a bigger number on Carmel if they were going to have a chance this week. I just don't feel confident that they can get the job done here.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Crystal Lake are proud sponsors of today's podcast. And here's some information. You can earn loyalty points at B-Dubs. Just sign up for the Blazing Rewards program and start earning points on every purchase you make. And right now, you can earn extra points by eating items like the Cali Chicken Sandwich, Fiesta Pork Tacos, and more. Order online for easy pickup. Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin on Randall Road, or in Crystal Lake on Route 14 across from Sam's Club.
Okay, guys, so what are your thoughts on Prairie Ridge, Johnsburg, and Huntley at this point? These look like teams that are playing to get, if not the top seeds in the northern half of their classes, certainly really good high seeds.
Yeah, absolutely. Huntley's really moving up the IHSA playoff outlook. If you know you're looking at that every week, they're on their way up in Class 8A, and they're looking like they could be one of the top one loss teams in that class.
Yeah, I expect Huntley to have a pretty high seed. In Steve Susi's latest projections, he had them at number 6. Unfortunately, in 8A, that doesn't give you a quality draw. It really doesn't matter in 8A where you finish. No, you're going to have a tough opponent. That's why I could see Huntley playing in a state semifinal. They could lose in the first round. I mean, if they end up getting Palatine, that's not a guaranteed win. That's a quality, quality team. In the other classes, Prairie Ridge, obviously, it's going to be right up there near the top. I haven't looked exactly to see.
They're at the top right now. Okay, so if they win out, they're going to get the top seed.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how close they are in playoff points to another team, if anyone can catch them. If there's any other 9-0 teams in the northern half of that bracket. And then Johnsburg probably going to be the only 4-0 team, I think, if I remember correctly, in the top in the northern half of the bracket. If it splits where I expect it to, which is Hersher and Rochester will be on the southern half. So I think Johnsburg could end up as the number one seed there.
I think you're right. That's the question. We don't know for sure whether Hersher's going to. Now, is there any chance of Hersher dropping to 3A or
no,
solid 4A?
No, I think they're a pretty solid 4A at this
point.
Yes,
that's the question, whether Hersher would go north or south. And now Morris lost. And last week, so that means that Johnsburg would get seated ahead of Morris if Morris is 4A and if Morris is in the northern half.
Yeah, it looked last week before the games, it looked like Morris was going to be a 5A school. They kind of got knocked down by some results above them, and then they lost. So they're probably going to be in 4A now. That's not going to be an easy team to beat if Johnsburg runs into them.
Yeah, somebody just sent me an Ask Joe question this week about can Johnsburg get past Morris, how Johnsburg could do with Morris. And I'm like, boy, that would be an interesting matchup. Morris has given up 82 points all year, and Johnsburg's just scored like crazy. So if it would come to that, that would be a real interesting game. I don't think it would be maybe until a semifinal.
Yeah.
I hope it would be like a semifinal game. That would be fun.
Do you guys remember off the top of your head Johnsburg's non-conference schedule? I know they played Plano week one and
Plano
smashed.
And
Rochelle, which is a quality
good
team.
And then their other game was,
did they play
Stillman Valley, which is not going to get them a lot of points. So, yeah, they're not going to have – they don't have a lot of playoff points, but – they may be the only 9-0 on the northern side.
I don't have a lot of respect.
Them and Dixon.
I don't have a lot of respect for the Kishwaukee River Conference at this point. I mean, there are some fine teams there, but when you're talking, it's hard to say compare Johnsburg to them because they're just so much better than them. So you have to start looking out of conference. I think the Rochelle win is a real quality win.
Yes.
But I still do have some questions about Johnsburg. I'm not quite sure they're on the level of Hersher, Morris, and Rochester. I think they are, but I don't know if we have if they have an opponent on their schedule that can really answer that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Cary Grove moves up to number 3 this week in the Class 6A poll, and that was – who got beat? Was it Sacred Heart Griffin?
In 6A?
I was trying to remember who lost, but anyway, Cary Grove moves up a couple spots.
Nazareth
went down. There was another team.
Nazareth, it was number 2, yeah. And so it's Prairie Ridge at 1, Crete Moni at number 2, Cary Grove back up to number 3. Trojans have an intriguing game on Saturday. Kyle, you're going to that at South Elgin. South Elgin was receiving some votes in 8A and lost to a really good Batavia team 10-7 last week. What do you think about that game that you get to see on Saturday?
Yeah, I think maybe you were sleeping a little bit on South Elgin. They were 6-0 going into last week, and I wasn't sure how good they were either. But that's a really eye opening game. Them staying that close with Batavia. I mean, Batavia is legit. So I don't think this is a gimme like maybe we thought at the beginning of the season for Cary Grove. They're going to be a lot healthier than they have been recently. They're probably going to have Max Buss back. They're going to have Danny Daigle back. It looks like Max Gohl might return. He's questionable. We'll see if he gets back in the lineup. That'll help a lot. You know, in the grand scheme of things, obviously Kerry Grove wants this for playoff seeding, but the team that this really affects more than anyone is Crystal Lake Central.
Yeah,
I mean, they need this win from Kerry Grove for their playoff point situation.
Be the envy of your friends and get 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/Shaw and enter our code SHAW to save $3 on any new subscription. October's Loot Crate theme is mythical. You hear the stories, the whispers, of creatures and beings beyond imagination. Join us as we peer into the shadows and look into other realms for October's truly mythical collection. Get unreal items from Marvel, Ghostbusters, Stranger Things, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. You have until October 19th at 11 p.m. Central to subscribe and receive that month's crate. When the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Shaw and enter our code SHAW, S-H-A-W, to save $3 on any new subscription today. Okay, Kyle, we were just mentioning a moment ago Crystal Lake Central, and it looks like the Tigers are in pretty good shape if they get the requisite 5 wins to get in. And they probably need that one this week against Dundee Crown, because next week they finish with Kerry Grove. That would be pretty tough. But if they get the 5th win, they have 30 playoff points right now. We think they'll be okay, right? 5-4?
Yeah, at 5-4, right now we have them projected at 39 points. Steve Soucy has every team with 39 points getting in the field. The problem is the point break is probably going to be 38 points. So if for instance, Kerry Grove was upset by South Elgin this week, all of a sudden that puts Crystal Lake Central right on that bubble, and it's going to be really tense in week 9 waiting to see how those scores break.
Yeah, and so then they're rooting for Kerry Grove this week, and in week 9 they're rooting for their rival Crystal Lake South.
Against Chicago. Which I think that South can get them a point there. And the thing of it is, Grant hasn't won a game yet, but Grant has
Wakanda this week and Round Lake next week.
And I still think, even though Grant hasn't won a game, I think Grant could win either or both of those games and help the Tigers out a little bit too.
Of course, if they get a point there, they're really looking good. And I think that's within the realm of possibility. Grant wins either against Wakanda or Round Lake. The problem is, they're all three of those teams are really bad teams. They don't have anything to play for at this time of year. I don't know how any of them are going to react. So I counting on a point from Grant is not something you want to do.
No.
The Crystal Lake Central is going to be looking at the results this week and next week and crossing their fingers that they get the points they need.
And then we look at an interesting game with Woodstock North and Woodstock this week. Both at 4-3, one of them becomes playoff eligible. And Sean, Woodstock won this game last year. What do you think of this game?
Woodstock actually really surprised. They won this game handily last year. I forget exactly what the final score was, but they won by 20-plus points. It was a 3-possession game at least. Obviously they both need to win, especially Woodstock, as far as you look at their playoff point situation, and it's not looking good. I'd probably pick Woodstock North in this game. I like the way that they've come back the second half of this year, and they've looked good recently. Obviously, that Johnsburg game, Johnsburg is a pretty tough opponent, but otherwise they've looked pretty good.
Yeah, Woodstock North is at 35 playoff points right now. If they get to 5 wins, they're going to be in. I think they have a great chance to do it either this week or next week against Rock Falls. I don't think they have a problem. The issue is for Woodstock. They're going to have a tough time finishing out here and finding a win these final 2 weeks. I expect Woodstock North to win this game. But, yeah, it's a little odd because, Woodstock North was kind of rolling towards the end of last year, too, and then Woodstock comes in and pops them pretty good. So, maybe they figure it out here.
So we're looking at Woodstock right now with 30 points. The streaks will get 3 points each from KRC games if they were a 5-win team. And then they're hoping that they should get some help from Dixon.
Yeah, that's
Dixon's pretty good.
You and should
Dixon,
get two more points over the next couple of weeks from now.
And should get a point from Woodstock North next week with Rock Falls.
Yeah.
So they're probably looking at like 37, 38 points if they were to get one of those wins.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be right on the bubble too if they get to 5 wins. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to get to 5 wins.
I don't either. And actually, that's kind of a segue into our picks this week. That was the first one on the list, Woodstock North at Woodstock. And we already talked about it. I'm going with the Thunder.
I am too.
I think I like the way they're looking. I think they're going to get to 6-3, and they're going to have a lot of playoff points. They might be, again, a 6-3 team that gets a first round home game.
Yeah. Which happened last year. Would they be 5A?
They'd be 5A, yes.
5A, yeah. So yeah. I think in 5A, they'd probably get a home game to start the playoffs.
Yeah. Next is, well, I think this one's probably an easy one to pick. Harvard 0-7 at Johnsburg 7-0.
I got the Skyhawks.
Yes.
The question is, how many points do the Skyhawks score before they call off the Dogs?
Yeah. At this point, I don't think they want to leave those guys in too long. They get everybody out, stay healthy, don't take any chances. Marengo 2-5, 2-2 in the KRC at Burlington Central 3-4, 1-3.
Marengo might have a decent shot at this game. Tough to say. I'm probably leaning towards Burlington Central.
Burlington Central has to win their last two games to make the playoffs. Marengo has already been eliminated. On that alone, I'm going to go ahead and take Burlington Central.
Yeah, Burlington Central has a chance here because is it Harvard the last week? Or I'm trying to think.
I don't know off the top of my head.
It was two games that are winnable for the Rockets, and they're playing much better. I was impressed last week that was a 17-7 game against Woodstock North, which has been playing pretty well. I'll take Burlington Central in this one. I'm with you, Kyle. I think they have more to play for, and that might mean something. Go to the Fox Valley Conference. Jacobs 5-2, 4-2 at Prairie Ridge, 7-0, 6-0.
I like what Jacobs has done this year. I like where they're at, but I'm going to pick Prairie Ridge.
Yeah, Prairie Ridge is clearly the class of this conference. They've proven it, and they're going to continue to win.
Yeah, I'm going with the Wolves as well. Hampshire, 1-6, 1-5 at McHenry, 3-4, 2-4.
McHenry needs to win. I think they'll get this win. That would set up a week 9 game with Huntley, that right?
Yes.
Yeah. that's an unfortunate week 9 game when you're trying to make the playoffs.
That's going to be tough, but I think they'll beat Hampshire this week.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to extend their season, at least their playoff hopes. And Hampshire, like I said earlier, not a team with much to play for, so I think McHenry's going to get the win and at least give themselves a chance to make the playoffs.
I'm with you. I'm going with the Warriors as well. Then we have Huntley 6-1, 5-1 at Crystal Lake South, 2-5, 2-5.
Huntley's on a roll, and I think they keep rolling here.
Yeah, Huntley's going to probably win this one pretty handily.
Yep, 6 in a row for the Raiders, I say as well. Dundee Crown, 1-6, 0-6 at Crystal Lake Central, 4-3, 3-3. Kyle, you picked Dundee Crown last week against McHenry. That was not a bad pick, and that was the Chargers made that a pretty tough game for the Warriors. It was 38-25. Ricky Ibarra is running the ball really well.
Yeah, they found their ground game the second half of the season. It hasn't translated to wins, but they have been more competitive at least. Once again, this is another situation where you have a team trying to become playoff eligible or keep playoff hopes alive. It's a team that doesn't have much to play for. Central's at home. I think they get their fifth win to at least give themselves a chance to make the playoffs here.
Yeah, and Dundee Crown is a very young team, too. Maybe a team to keep an eye on in the FEC as you look towards next year. Central needs to win this game. I think they know that, and I think they'll take care of business.
I agree. I'm going with the Tigers. I think it's got to stick in their craw a little bit that Dundee Crown beat them last year as well. So I'm sure they haven't forgotten that. Niles Notre Dame in the East Suburban Catholic Conference, 6-1, 4-1 at Marion Central, 3-4, 1-4. Hurricanes playing for their playoff lives.
Yeah, Kyle, you mentioned it earlier. You look at the score against Carmel, an 0-7 team that they beat by 1 point. Obviously, Carmel's had a tough schedule, but that's not the most inspiring of scores, especially when you're coming the next week against a 6-1 opponent. I'm going to take Notre Dame.
I think Marion Central is going to look back on this season and look at that JCA game, and that was the turning point. They really needed that game. I really hope they prove me wrong because I'd like the pieces to this team, and I really would like to see what they could do in the 5A playoffs. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to be able to get it done against Niles Notre Dame. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see it.
Who did they play after JCA? That was a winnable game.
St. Vider, both of those games. That was where they really needed to get one of those, because we kept seeing some of those Niles Notre Dame scores. They're pretty impressive. Their only loss was, I can't remember.
I don't know off the
Bennett?
Top of my head.
No, they beat Bennett.
I'd have to look through their schedule.
Write it down.
Yeah, I forgot who it was, but a pretty good ball club. And then in 8-man football, we have Alden Hebron 3-4 at Elkhart, Lake Glen Beulah 1-6.
Yeah, they got a road trip coming up. Do you know where that school is?
I don't know. Elkhart's not that far up.
Okay.
In Wisconsin.
I think Alden Hebron's going to get to 4-4. I think they'll get a win.
Go Giants.
Non-conference games we have. This might be one of the more competitive, interesting games of the week. Genoa Kingston 5-2 at Richmond Burton 5-2. Richmond Burton, what are the Rockets sitting at point wise? They're at 27, so 5 wins is not a lock. They have GK this week and Woodstock next week. They could still use another win. 2 wins might even get them a home game. Who knows? But what do you think of this one?
Yeah, this is an interesting matchup. GK's losses are to North Boone and Dixon, both pretty good teams. I'm going to pick Genoa Kingston. I know Richmond Burton's at home. I just haven't seen a lot from them other than Mike Kaufman in the one time. I think I've only seen them one time this year, but we'll see how they do against a pretty good opponent in GK.
Yeah, Richmond Burton's been able to grind out some games and get some wins here, but I'm just not a big fan of the way that team is operating. They've struggled against some mediocre at best teams. I think Genoa Kingston's going to come in and get the win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cogs too. I was leaning toward Richmond earlier, and I look at what the Cogs have done. I'm going with GK. And then our last game, good ball game. Cary Grove 5-2 at South Elgin 6-1.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Cary Grove. But I'm not super confident in that pick. Obviously that score from South Elgin last week is pretty impressive, a 10-7 loss to Batavia. I'm intrigued by this matchup, but I'll take the Trojans.
I think Cary Grove is going to get the win. They're getting healthier than they have been in quite a while. I am impressed with this South Elgin team. I wouldn't be surprised to see it go the other way. But I think Cary Grove has shown over the years that they can go on the road in these tough non-conference games and get wins.
I agree. I'm going with Cary Grove as well. I think, the one score that interests me is South Elgin beating West Aurora by about a similar margin of what Huntley did. So that tells me that this is a pretty good team. But I do really like the way the Trojans are playing, and I will go with them as well. So that will do it for this week. Thanks for listening in. And thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings, our sponsor in Algonquin and Crystal Lake. We'll see you next week.